You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Rude Audio. It's you know, you're a band based. You come from South London, don't you?
South London, yeah, near Brixton.
So, you take it, you find it, right? We're busy here. I think we've got some sort of show going on around there. There's traffic everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's horrible.
Bit mental. Right, so, first of all, introduce yourselves. Who does what?
I'm Tony, and I play the guitar, and to my right is Eucalypta LV, who does the vocals.
Singing, rapping, I produce as well.
And then over in the corner there is the boss, and that's Mark. And he's the guy that put us all together.
The producer.
And I've got to tweet the picture out later because Eucalyptus is dressed as a Dalmatian.
Yeah, it's my coat. Come on, you got to swag it out.
With the dark glasses, it was like, oh, do you know what? We was here last night because we was done the we blogged the Eurovision last night with a bit of pizza and a bit of beer. So I'm here with Heavy Head. Now let's get to the music because first of all, how do we get to the name Rude Audio? Fantastic name, I love it.
Good question, that, and it's sort of lost in the mists of time a bit. There's about three people who claim credit for it. There's a guy called Adam who does our design. He thinks he came up with it. Lamise, who's our keyboard player, she swears she came up with it, and I actually think I might have come up with it, but I don't know where it came from. There's joint ownership of it.
Come out of a night of chaos on a dance floor somewhere.
What type of, tell us about the band, because what type of band are you? What's your musical genre? Your digital analog effects and things like that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd say we were Balearic. I don't know what LV would say. You'd say the tunes that she's done with us are kind of dubby or drum and bass.
Drum and bassy dubstep kind of thing.
Yeah, but the core of what we do, the core at the very core is dub with a bit of a Balearic, open-minded. You know, open-minded and Balearic with a dub subtext,
yeah,
whatever that means.
What made you want to jump into the music industry? It's a hard industry as it is. What made you want to get involved? Is there a story behind that?
Me personally, it was because we used to go. We used to run clubs in the early 90s with people like we used to get people like the Future Sound of London and Andy Weatherall and the then what were the Chemical Brothers called? Dust Brothers. They used to DJ for us. And I was always obsessed with music, but never thought about production or anything like that until the mid-2000s, mid-noughties. And somebody, a mate, Adam, said we should sit down in front of Ableton sometime and see what we could put together. I had no idea what I was doing, but at the end of the day, somehow we pulled a tune out of the ether. So personally, it was just technology allowing it, because I can't play an instrument and I wouldn't say I was musical, but the technology now allows for idiots like me to make music, whereas LV is just oozing music and melody. She's ridiculous.
So how did you get together? Was you all doing different projects before you finally got together?
Well, Tony and myself go quite way back, and originally quite a few of the people connected with the band met through either putting on parties or through a squat in Islington. But LV came, I mean, I'd heard of her, but she turned up at something I was DJing at and said that she could sing over a tune I was playing. And at the time, we were DJing a lot in Hoxton, and I got bored of people hassling me for David Guetta records while I was DJing, so I just ignored her. And she came back a couple of times insisting that she could sing over it, and in the end I just went, oh, go on then. And within 20 seconds, my jaw was hitting the ground. I could not believe what was coming out of her mouth.
I'd overheard LV spitting some grime lyrics at a bus stop in Camden one evening, and I was completely blown away with the technicality and the enunciation and the diction and the rhythm in her freestyle lyricing. And I just thought it would be a great link up to put us all together, because she's certainly has a way with words, and it was at some of those DJ nights where she kind of stepped up and certainly took up the mantle and spat beautifully and ethereally, and it's just kind of grown from there, really. At the time I was playing with a covers band. And Mark was quite insistent on getting some live guitar into the mix, And so as a process, it was slightly different for me to come into a studio environment and to take Mark's beats and licks and then try to deconstruct them and reconstruct them in a more sort of structured format, which is how we kind of put Knock 'Em Dead together, which was born out of myself locking myself away in my little studio and getting LV round, and we kind of put it together in one evening, pretty much, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You have a new EP out, Ruda EP.
Yeah.
Was due for release on 28th of April this
yeah.
this month. Look, month just gone. Has that happened?
Yeah, it's out. It's out and about. It's
iTunes,
on
download that.
iTunes, Amazon, Beatport, Juno, all the good places. Yeah, it's out, and we've had quite a lot of radio play on XFM and Radio 6 and Your Good Self, of course.
It's a great tracks. Tell us a little bit more. Is it made up of a set amount of tracks? How did you get to the track listing?
Well, we've got the way I work is I sit down for a couple of days every 18 months or so and just see what kind of music bits and bobs I can put together, and then look back on it and see what I can pull out of those bits and bobs. And I pulled out about half a dozen bits and pieces, built them up a little bit, and then, as Tony said, I sent some to Tony. He alighted on the one that became Knock 'Em Dead, and him and LV sort of put it into some kind of structure, helped arrange it. LV wrote the words, and then we recorded LV. Was that the time you had a terrible hangover and had to sing lying on the floor?
Oh, God, probably.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
You've got to tell me about that later.
But it's almost like it's a period of germination from the initial inception or creation from what Mark does. There seems to be, we're kind of two, three years we've been together now, right?
Yeah.
It seems to be the sort of process is that it's a process of germination where from the initial spark of the track or the initial idea, from that we get to kick it about a little bit and let it sit, yeah. And then revisit it after a while, and it's a very kind of it's a very sort of loose creative process, if you will, but it kind
some
of
might
seems
say long-winded.
Yes. It seems to work, or it seems to be working. I don't know how sustainable it is, but it seems to be working, and I think that we kind of all with our separate lifestyles, as it were, we kind of all sit together with it quite well.
Yeah, we did. And then what we do, once the bits are recorded in, we just keep going back to it every few days for a few hours just to engineer it and mix it until it sounds, absolutely...
And then even then, once it is at that point, then it goes on to be remixed in by whomever.
Yeah, we've had a remix done of it, which is by a 15-year-old kid. Rather random, who is the son of one of the singers from the LP that we did. And it's not bad. He's done a kind of a glitch hop dubstep sort
it's
of monster.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
not bad.
Cool.
LV said it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. A bit nutty.
It's not, maybe not quite up there with the original, but then.
But you can dance to it.
That's
the key thing.
So you lot can.
You're going to do a live track. Is this one of the tracks off the EP?
Yeah, this is the opening track off the EP. Yeah, which is obviously it's not played on acoustic guitar on the EP. It's electronic and dubby and stuff for us. Now it's going to be all.
Yeah, this as I say, this was born out of an evening of kicking around the original track, but with electric guitar with a bit of effects over it, and so there was a bit more sustain and a bit more
it's dubby,
yeah, a bit more sort of drive, and so we've had to sort of rearrange it for the acoustic, so
it's still beautiful.
It's beautiful but raw, should we say, but we like it raw and uncooked.
Oh, well, let's give it take it away when you're ready.
Okay.
All these labels do nothing, but the artists can't even sing. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. All these tunes up in my face, ain't producers got no taste. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. We're fed up with industry nowadays. If If it's a real music, then it's hard to get away. People get paid to rearrange their face. You're a member of your band, that's the case. Oh, well, no. Oh, don't show your voice. And on stage, they are lip singing. I was on with all the phone is winning. I don't find your art entertaining. All these labels doing their thing, but the artists can't even sing. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. All these chips up in my face, ain't producers got no taste. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. Since I was a young girl, musically I've always done my own stuff, making connections to ghouls and infection. Mommy was home, dealing with the bass, and my dad sang out his blues. And genetic respect, oh, I guess he put some flavor into my shoes, riding on my plane and on my tunes. Performing on the stages, emceeing at raves, the talent saves my day, and this will never fade. All these labels doing their thing, but the artists can't even sing. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. All these tunes up in my face, ain't producers got no taste. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. Who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for. I just want you to recognize the people with real stars in their eyes. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for. I just want you to recognize the people with real stars in their eyes. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? All these labels doing their thing, when the artists can't even sing. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. All these tunes up in my face, ain't producers got no taste. Asking them, who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for. I'm what you're looking for.
Boy, fantastic. I love that. I like the little bit of rap as well. Yeah, it's so fast, isn't it?
Brilliant.
And it nearly sounds like there's two people doing the vocals. That's how fast it is.
Throwing your voice.
It is wicked.
There are, really. I think there are two people.
Probably, yeah, personally.
Yeah. You had some success in Germany, the USA, Japan, and the UK with your previous album, The Dirty Echo. This is the only guy's Unusual and Electric, and received praise and plays from DJs such as Rob the Bank, fantastic, Gideon Coe, and Selection of them even used the DJ as a port for the Chemical Brothers we were talking about earlier on. Tell us more about that.
What, DJing for the Chemical Brothers?
Yeah, and the Germany and the USA, Japan part.
Oh, that bit, yeah. No, we, whatever. The our distributors, Kudos, do a pretty good job of getting the records out. And we turned up on some weird radio station called Samurai. And I think they're based in Japan, but they cover America and Germany and Australia. And we just started picking up sales out there, and I started receiving random emails from people listening to us in Alaska and stuff. So and I think those sales have sustained. They've been going on now for 3 years. So periodically, I get random emails from people in the boondocks in Australia or the States. And the Chemical Brothers thing is just years and years and years ago. My brother went to school with Ed Chemical, and when we ran club nights, we used to put them on. as the warm-up DJs at our club nights, ridiculously, and they were fantastic even then. And we used to do barbecues in Kentish Town that they used to do the DJing for of a Sunday afternoon before the Heavenly Social in the evening. So yeah, we had a bit of contact with them back then. But they were always fantastic DJs. Couldn't mix for toffee back then, but they knew how to program a set.
You've got this on your Facebook page. I've pulled off. I'm going to read this out because it was interesting. You've been taking a break from throwing your renowned wild parties at Flaxon.
Flaxon Patooch, yes.
Yeah, in Kentish Town. I've been busy working with is it Owain?
Owain, yeah. He does our mixing. He works with people like Paul Weller. I think he might be on tour with him at the moment.
Yeah, it says here, you're looking with Paul Weller. Tell us, that's fantastic. Just tell us about the parties.
About the parties? we've been in parties since forever.
They're a monthly do, every second Thursday of the month, kind of an underground, arty kind of scene up in Kentish Town there. And it's a sort of private public view that always incorporates some form of live entertainment, be it beat poetry, live music.
Mr. Hudson.
A cappella choirs we've had in there.
Miss Dynamite's mum heard me.
This is why it's so important you have my email address. Well, we're going to set the studio up for the next track. I'll put a track on before we do that because we can get the guitar all sorted out. It's a track called Hideaway.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just want to shout out, give me more.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, I do love that track. Welcome back. Right, where's was we? We're talking, we're chatting here with Rude Audio in the Fence FM studio. I was going to talk about gigs because we brushed over them briefly earlier on. You're gigging at the moment, obviously. Tell us whereabouts you're going to be appearing next.
Next is Flax and Batuch, Kentish Town, which is, as Tony says, the second Thursday of every month. I think we've got something coming up at the King's Head, which is a trendy private members place on Kings and Road, Shoreditch.
We've got the Alma Street Fair in July, which is the lovely street fair up in Kentish Town there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Kentish Town heavy because that's where I live, and so I drag these guys up from the depths of South London to come and play up in NW5. But yeah, there's a street fair every year up in Alma Street there, and a couple of music stages, plenty of food and drink and whatnot.
So after that, I don't know what we're... After that, we've got no plans, really. It's DJing, putting out the occasional tune, and if somebody
I've
wants...
I've got my personal EP coming out as well that I produced and vocaled and mixed all myself.
Well, that sounds good. Tell us a bit more about that. Is that your own tracks?
Yeah, basically, I started producing... And I've started doing a lot of like dance music, commercial dance music. So it's kind of housey, garagey, that sort of flavour.
Sounds good. What's your ideal gig? What gig would you? Is it clubs really that you find it? I mean, I know you're DJing. Do you mix the two? Do you DJ and then
sometimes? But then do you know what? If somebody says what's our ideal gig, I'm a bit partial to the old festivals. I like outdoors. I like, and the other thing I like is something, I don't like, we were at Plastic People last week, I don't like normal clubs, I like clubs that are are illegal, like warehouses, I like lack of control, I don't want bouncers kicking toilet doors in,
It's not like secret gigs, where they only give out the whereabouts last minute.
I do a lot of that, actually. I MC at a lot of drum and bass, garage, warehouse raves in the London scene. It's going on right now.
Years ago, we used to get involved with, we used to do outside gigs. If you're younger out there, it'd be called raves then. Yeah. And they used to appear in fields.
Yeah, loved them.
They were really good until you got all your gear confiscated, and it was really hard. They changed law, you can't get it back now, even if you're renting it out. So they kind of just died down, didn't they? Just like barn raves, et cetera, et cetera. But those were the days.
We were talking about it the other day, how exciting it was when you finally found the convoy, and you locked in behind the convoy, and you knew you were going to the place, wherever the hell it was.
Yeah.
But leaving it was always traumatising when you had to run past the phalanx of police just sitting there, and there was like about 10,000 people going past, scores of police.
Probably a little bit easier now because all you got to do is run away with your laptop. In those days you'd have to run away with 10 record boxes, probably only get about a foot. Yeah. So what's the tell us about quickly about videos, because you've done a couple of videos. You've got videos on YouTube at the moment.
Yeah we got some videos. The one for Knock 'Em Dead's been done by a guy called Phil Renshaw, who's an artist. He used to work with Peter Saville, who did all the New Order covers.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a genius, Phil, and he pulled together a video for us, did all the animation himself. Me and LV went over to his house, and he filmed LV on his iPhone, so the bits of LV in there were shot on his mobile. But he's massively talented, great artist, and very kindly did it for us for... peanuts, I think.
I think it's something that will again germinate as we grow as a outfit band together. I think that there'll be more, if you will, creative, artistic content as we develop in the sort of video, in the visual representation. I think there'll be a bit more of that to come.
I have no makeup on. I still look good.
I think that we'll. We'll expand on that as we grow, as our confidence grows, I think, as a band.
And as we find more people who'll do stuff for free.
That always helps, of course.
New Order, it's a blast from the past, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, LV, Chance Meeting in the Nightclub, where she sits on singing over one of their songs. Is that how it happened?
Pretty much, yeah. So I overheard LV spitting some lyrics in a bus stand in Camden.
As you do.
And I was really blown away, as I say, by the freestyle, the free form.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of infectious because it's just kind of got me into that kind of zone sometimes. Obviously, I'm nowhere near as fast or as articulate. but I was so blown away that I had to you know, put her in touch with Mark, you know, and quite rightly, when she did turn up and spit these lyrics, Mark's jaw did hit the floor, and he's been dragging it around ever since.
Well, the tune that she made up on the spot was the tune she's about to sing.
Yeah, they're going to do it next. Yeah. And this is a remix. The track that we're emceeing over, Els is emceeing over, is a remix of a track that was on the original album, which is a much gentler piece of music.
And then Lamise
kicked it around a little bit and created this drum and bass line to go with it, and then it just sits beautifully underneath those grime lyrics that that LV can produce out of the air, really.
Except that now it's not going to be drum and bass, it's going to be all
acoustic.
This is an acoustic version of it, so you have to imagine that 115 BPM.
175.
175, well, forgive me.
Not a rave. An illegal one.
Yeah, illegal rave, bassline pumping through the rig.
A dress coming out shortly. Should we give it a whirl? Should we have a listen to it? So this is the song you're going to play now is called...
LV on a Hill.
LV on a Hill. Well, when you're ready.
Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna play. Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna play. I don't wanna play. I don't wanna. Microphone when I'm in the zone, like check on my check off. Drum bass to the 1-2 step, hold on, dun. No, old school rave girl, we control. When I say yo, you say yeah. I'm bubbly. What am I these days? So ugly. You don't really know, but the way to revolve, what to do this every Saturday. When a Sunday comes, I'm down for the roll, some down for the gravy, down for the toast, some down for the kitchen, down for the jam, down for the drunk, that crisp line. Like yeah. Time to yank, it's like yeah. Tony Yeager's like yeah. Tony Yeager's like yeah. Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna play. Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna play. I don't wanna. I don't wanna play. I don't wanna. I don't wanna play. I'm on that skid about a rhythm pipe. You're on that skid about a flop the mic. But I drop the mic, cause I rinse the mic. And I get that crowd and a hype. I'm on that skid about a rhythm hype. You're on that skid about a flop the mic. But I drop the mic, cause I rinse the mic. And I get that crowd and a hype. Keep it going all night. 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 And keep it going all night. And keep it going all night. Going all night. Going all night. Go. Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna play. Tell me what you say. I don't really know right now if I wanna be with you. So tell me what you say. I don't wanna. I don't wanna play. Wanna play. I don't wanna. Skid about the what, skid about the me. Skid about the L dot V. Skid about the who, skid about the hype. Skid about the L dot D, take flight.
Fantastic. As that rapping again, it's so fast. It's unbelievable and a great track. And I'm looking forward to listening to the full production versions of some of those. You've got to send them off and we'll start playing them on the show regularly because really are works of art. And you've got that distinct, you know, you get that distinct tone to the voice. You've got that where it goes from vocals to emceeing rap/rap on the track.
It's amazing, you see.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, I mean, it's a chance. If you met by chance, it's like a destiny there, isn't it?
That's the kind of thing. Yeah, it's almost fate and destiny. But you know, she makes it sound really easy, and I know that it's not, just from my own personal.
I started from poetry as like in primary school as a little girl. I'd used to make like little poems and poems about the teachers and stuff, and then I got into really grime music and stuff, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to make these into a rap, and then it just went from there really. And I got into garage, and I was listening to how garage MCs make the tones of when they rap, because obviously they have to go with the bass line, so that's basically how it all kicked off. And then I just practice every weekend at these drum and bass raves, get the crowd going wild, and I don't know, it's just really got better as the years progressed.
But you do have a bit of a music background, do you not, in yeah. terms of your family?
Yeah, of course I do.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about that? Okay, well, my dad obviously goes around singing and playing guitar every weekend at his shows. He's also an artist. And then my mum was actually in the punk scene. She's one of the first female bass players. She's in a band called The Nips, a.k.a. The Nipple Erectors, and The Men They Couldn't Hang. So she's obviously played in a band with Shane McGowan, who's from The Pogues. And yeah, so since a young age, I'd see her on TV or go to her gigs and stuff. And like, she's wicked. She's a really big influence on me. She got me having guitar lessons at the Royal Academy of Music, age 10. Encouraged me to go to the choir. And like, I remember even just sitting back with her watching X Factor and thinking, I want to sing. Done the shows, but did it independently, but. Yeah, she's really pushed my music and helped me and always supporting me, so I'm thankful for that.
Talk us through quickly the songwriting process for you, because did you put the melody together, the lyrics together? Is it done separately? Well, I know you do the poems, but do you already have a tune in mind before you get to that stage?
I don't know, because when me and Mark done the song, he basically sent me a bit of a bass line, and then I would just listen to it. Like, I like working with bass lines, so I listen to it, and then I just start humming a melody, and then my subconscious writes the lyrics for me. Like, it will just... I don't have to think about it. It will just come out. And then I remember sitting in the studio saying, OK, Mark, the bass line has to change here, and then it does this. And then I just wrote the song. But, yeah, normally when I write songs, I just listen to the bass line, hum along with it, and then the words come to me.
I think it all starts with us anyway, with the groove. So it's the bass line, and then the relationship between the bass line and the drums, yeah. And everything else is gravy on top of that. But that's the core of it.
Cool. What is next for the band? What's your goal for the rest of the year?
We've got a few more tunes that we want to record.
We do.
We'd like to. Be nice to do a few things over the summer at a couple of festivals.
Yeah.
I think Mark mentioned Adam earlier, who was does the graphics on for the artwork. Who's also a bit of a dab hand on the remix. And I'd quite like to go and do some heavier guitar remixes on some of the stuff we've already done. The sort of input at the moment is kind of minimalist. Would you agree with that, Mark? It's kind of minimalist, and you take a lot of guitar samples and twist them around a little.
Yeah.
But I'd quite like to get involved with Adam and just drive a few of the tracks with a bit more guitar heavy.
He's done a remix of Knock 'Em Dead, the first tune we've done. So that's I think that one of the things we'll do towards the end of the summer is going to put out another EP of remixes of tracks from this EP. So two have been done already, and then there'll be another two done by interested parties in due course. But the thing in the short term is definitely the second Thursday of every month and every couple of weeks in Shoreditch, and the second Thursday of every month in Kentish Town.
Just taking it more live, really, and just to keep creating the tunes. Or to keep expanding on what Mark brings from his studio in Dulwich.
Dulwich.
Missions.
Let's talk about social media. How can people, listeners who want to find out more about the band, find you? Because I know you're on Twitter. I've just tweeted you. You're on Twitter. You've got Facebook pages.
Yeah. We also have a dedicated website, which is rudeaudio.net.
Yeah.
Which has a number of music pages on there, so you can some of it's downloadable.
Rude Audio on SoundCloud. I mean, I must admit, I've been a bit slack on the old social media till the last 4 weeks, and it's now, you know, I've been giving it a bit of a kick up the backside.
It's very time consuming, though, isn't it?
You can find my YouTube, www.youtube.com/LadyVenge, LadyVenge. And that's also my Twitter, els.venge, and I have Instagram, EucalyptaLV, SoundCloud, EucalyptaLV. But if you can't do that, just go on YouTube, type in EucalyptaLV, look at the playlist. I've got lots of songs featuring London rappers like Mad Sam.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can go to YouTube and so you can go to iTunes and download those.
That's right. Yeah.
It's Rude Audio, Ruder EP on iTunes, Amazon, Beatport, Juno, all that lot.
So all the usual places.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, joining us on the show.
Thanks
it's been
for having
fantastic.
Us.
Great Thank live you. Set. Fantastic vocals, must say. I'm really looking forward to listening to the production versions of that. You can listen again on the show page blog, which will be up later on this afternoon. You'll be able to listen to the interviews and the tracks again. And I'll also put all the links for you so you can go from the page and basically have a browse around on the show, as well as the photos. So I'm going to have a bit of music, go a bit of Jason Derulo while we take some photos. And keep in touch and definitely send me some of these MP3 tracks. I'm looking forward to playing those. Rude Audio, everybody.
Thanks very much.
Happy birthday, Jamie. I never